Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 7. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Rozmowa pierwsza.
Excuse me, how much are these apples?
They're £2.
Okay, I'll take a kilo of apples then.
Would you like anything else?
No, thank you.
Rozmowa druga.
The weather today is perfect.
Yes, there's a lot of fresh, soft snow. And it's not very cold.
You're right. Sit down and let's go.
Rozmowa trzecia.
What's the problem?
I've got a toothache. I can't eat anything.
Okay, let me have a look. Open your mouth.
Oh, doctor, it hurts a lot.
Rozmowa czwarta.
A single ticket to Bristol, please.
Certainly. That's £20.
What time does the train leave?
At 10:30.
Rozmowa piąta.
Happy birthday, Henry.
Thank you, Mum.
Open the box and see what's inside. I hope you will like the present.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Rozmowa pierwsza.
Excuse me, how much are these apples?
They're £2.
Okay, I'll take a kilo of apples then.
Would you like anything else?
No, thank you.
Rozmowa druga.
The weather today is perfect.
Yes, there's a lot of fresh, soft snow. And it's not very cold.
You're right. Sit down and let's go.
Rozmowa trzecia.
What's the problem?
I've got a toothache. I can't eat anything.
Okay, let me have a look. Open your mouth.
Oh, doctor, it hurts a lot.
Rozmowa czwarta.
A single ticket to Bristol, please.
Certainly. That's £20.
What time does the train leave?
At 10:30.
Rozmowa piąta.
Happy birthday, Henry.
Thank you, Mum.
Open the box and see what's inside. I hope you will like the present.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Tom, how about a game of table tennis? We could go to the sports centre.
But the weather's too good to stay inside, don't you think?
You may be right. So let's go and play volleyball on the beach then.
Oh, I'm not sure. There'll be a lot of people there. Why don't we try the new climbing wall in the park? I've never done that, and I'd like to try.
All right, I'll show you how to do it. And we'll play table tennis tomorrow, okay?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Tom, how about a game of table tennis? We could go to the sports centre.
But the weather's too good to stay inside, don't you think?
You may be right. So let's go and play volleyball on the beach then.
Oh, I'm not sure. There'll be a lot of people there. Why don't we try the new climbing wall in the park? I've never done that, and I'd like to try.
All right, I'll show you how to do it. And we'll play table tennis tomorrow, okay?
Tekst drugi.
Oh, hi. Daisy, great you're here. I need your help. I want to do all the housework before Mum gets home. I've already taken the dishes out of the dishwasher, and I've even boiled the rice for dinner.
So what's the problem?
Well, just look at those dirty clothes.
Why don't you put them in the washing machine?
Because I don't know which program I should use.
Let me have a look. It's not that difficult. Use program number 3, the one for cottons.
Oh, thanks, Daisy. I'll do that.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Oh, hi, Daisy. Great you're here. I need your help. I want to do all the housework before Mum gets home. I've already taken the dishes out of the dishwasher, and I've even boiled the rice for dinner.
So what's the problem?
Well, just look at those dirty clothes.
Why don't you put them in the washing machine?
Because I don't know which program I should use.
Let me have a look. It's not that difficult. Use program number 3, the one for cottons.
Oh, thanks, Daisy. I'll do that.
Tekst trzeci.
My sister Monica is 17. She wears glasses. She looks like my mum, so she's very pretty. She is tall and slim. She has got long blonde hair.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
My sister Monica is 17. She wears glasses. She looks like my mum, so she's very pretty. She is tall and slim. She has got long blonde hair.
Tekst czwarty.
Mum, thanks. They look great on my hands.
I hope they will help you win the match on Saturday.
They fit perfectly on my fingers. I'm sure I will be the best goalkeeper in the school.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mum, thanks. They look great on my hands.
I hope they will help you win the match on Saturday.
They fit perfectly on my fingers. I'm sure I will be the best goalkeeper in the school.
Tekst piąty.
Excuse me, I'm new here and I don't know where to start.
Oh, don't worry. Maybe I'll just give you a tour of the whole gym and show you how to use the machines we have here. Then you should make a workout plan. I could give you a hand with that if you want.
That sounds great. Thanks.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Excuse me, I'm new here and I don't know where to start.
Oh, don't worry. Maybe I'll just give you a tour of the whole gym and show you how to use the machines we have here. Then you should make a workout plan. I could give you a hand with that if you want.
That sounds great. Thanks.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Help yourself.
Wypowiedź B.
What a pity.
Wypowiedź C.
No problem.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Help yourself.
Wypowiedź B.
What a pity.
Wypowiedź C.
No problem.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
I'm very good at it.
Wypowiedź B.
I'm happy today.
Wypowiedź C.
I was late yesterday.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
I'm very good at it.
Wypowiedź B.
I'm happy today.
Wypowiedź C.
I was late yesterday.
Zadanie piąte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Are you watching a match?
Wypowiedź B.
Do you want to play tennis?
Wypowiedź C.
Can you give me a tennis racket?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Are you watching a match?
Wypowiedź B.
Do you want to play tennis?
Wypowiedź C.
Can you give me a tennis racket?
Zadanie szóste. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Thanks a lot.
Wypowiedź B.
Good luck.
Wypowiedź C.
I think you're right.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Thanks a lot.
Wypowiedź B.
Good luck.
Wypowiedź C.
I think you're right.
Zadanie siódme. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Could you say that again?
Wypowiedź B.
I can't see you.
Wypowiedź C.
Think about it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Could you say that again?
Wypowiedź B.
I can't see you.
Wypowiedź C.
Think about it.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.